And good morning. I'm your friend Scotty Ray. It is foggy this morning as you're waking up. Right now it's 59, fog most everywhere, especially from Meridian, due south, Laurel, Hattiesburg. It gets even thicker. We'll look at that here in just a moment on radar as we begin this day together. We should be perfect, though. A high of 84. It's going to be great weather. Hope you'll enjoy yourself at some point today. No rain chances today. It looks like everything will stay to our west tomorrow in the Mississippi Delta area. No threat to the Meridian area. Well, that's up and coming. We'll look at your forecast. That's on the way as we get ready for the morning show. It kicks off at 7. We'll have all of the events that went on over the weekend. Did you miss something? Well, we'll have it for you. That's up and coming. Stay with us. Let's go to Collinsville now. Brother Ben's got a message he wants to share with us. That's next.
You know, we talk about love and sing about love all the time, but how would you define it? Some of you might say, now, preacher, it's easier to show you love than to define love. But a definition is important so that we can truly know what love is, lest we point to the wrong thing and call it love. Love is not just a suggestion or a nice sentiment. It's a command. We're repeatedly told to love. For instance, we read in 1 John 4:7, Beloved, let us love one another. Now, as I read scripture, here's the definition that bubbles up that I want to submit to you. Love is strong affection rooted in truth for another person to the point you're willing to sacrifice for them. So let's break that down. First, love is an affection. It's a matter of the heart. Yes, you can do loving things for others and they can feel love, but I don't really love them unless I have affection in my heart for them. And so the heart matters. Second, it's not just affection, but strong affection. Love is something intense. We don't just like them, we love them. Third, it's rooted in truth. The Bible tells us that love doesn't rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. And so if your affections or actions aren't rooted in truth, it's not really love. Finally, love that really loves brings about a willingness to sacrifice for that person. It may be small or it may be a great sacrifice. I mean, love led Jesus to give his life for us. But whether big or small, an unwillingness to sacrifice means you don't really love them. So love is a strong affection rooted in truth for another person to the point you're willing to sacrifice for them. Friend, if you know God, you can't help but do this because those that know God, they love others because God is love. So get out there and biblically love somebody. Change begins in you.
The Change Begins in You is brought to you in part by Piggly Wiggly of Collinsville, Patrick Allen Companies, Mitchell Tire and Wrecker in Collinsville, and Mowdy Cabinetry. Well, as the sun's coming up, we got folks waking up from all over. I see Kemper County, Winston County is up today. Bless y'all. Thank you for making us a part of it. Philadelphia, Charlotte, how are you feeling there? I see Cornbread is up. Ooh, look at Zero. Morning, Joe. So many of you, we appreciate you letting us be a part of what you do. I saw a brief glimpse of this, and I didn't pay much attention. Maybe I should have. But a new movie opened in theaters this weekend. It was called Civil War. Have y'all heard about this? Grossed $25 million. Now, it's a worst-case scenario. It's about a woman president who refuses to step down. Have y'all heard this narrative before? And, of course, the nation is separated. But the weird thing about this one is it has California and Texas teaming together during this movie. That would be very odd. And as the preview showed, it was American against what part of America are you from. But it did get the interest of people. $25 million worth of ticket sales were sold. Is it good? I don't know. I haven't seen it. Maybe you did over the weekend. That's big, though. Biggest movie so far this year. Now, we hadn't had a lot. But that shows you where the thoughts are in the U.S. of A. at this point in time. A mass shooting, and I've seen this listed as several different ages, depending upon the news source that you go to. But in Chicago, there were several others injured. One child was killed over the weekend. I've had it listed as a 7, an 8, and a 9-year-old. Either way, she's a very, very young girl. Was killed, shot this weekend. Our condolences to the family members on that. There's no need in something like that. I see where, and I didn't see this coming. OJ will be cremated is what will happen with him. We'll talk a little bit more about OJ coming up this morning. That's still a big news headline across America as we look at this. This is good. Some answers are finally delivered. 1968, that would be some 56 years ago. What state was this in? Florida, as we go there. A milkman. He was a retired, well, he'd gotten back, World War II veteran. He was a milkman. He came up missing. They did find his milk truck, and his body was laying beside it. Some 56 years later, a family has come forth and said this man confessed on his deathbed that he did it. There was another man involved. They know part of it as they dig deeper into these cold case files. At least there are some answers. That's a long time, 56 years. He had to live with it. He'll have more time to live with that, what he did. Sad news as we go to New York, as we see to where a sheriff's deputy and a police sergeant from Syracuse were killed over the weekend. They responded to a call, and even the suspect was taken out during the gun battle. But we lost two police officers there in New York over the weekend. As we look at what's going on, and you hate to say these words, but are we on the brink of war? Israel did not take what happened to them. They retaliated. They blocked everything. Iran attacked them this weekend. I think it was 350 missiles that were launched at them. They were able to fight them all off. Now, the United States did help fight that off. Joe says that he will not help in any further retaliation. That doesn't sound good. Israel. Netanyahu says he would do any means necessary to protect his country and will go on the offensive. You can't blame them. What will become of this? Will more players get involved? It could turn ugly. Where will the United States stand on this in the end? The White House, I can't even imagine, blames Trump for the situation. Trump says, well, it's because he was sleeping through his term that we're at this portion of where we are, what led to this. Politicians and their blame game. Now, this is sad. Ohio, and I've been at my mother's home, so I know these things happen, these scam calls. They're getting more and more and more. One of the biggest they do is try to sell you insurance, additional insurance, and she falls for it every time. So I've had to take away anything that she could give them to where they could get money. It was an 81-year-old man. They just kept calling and threatening him. And they do that. They get vicious. And they said that an Uber driver was coming to get something. Well, she did. Someone called her and said, you need to go to this address and pick it up. He ended up shooting the woman. He's been arrested for murder. She was innocent. All she knew, she was called to pick up a package. But he was convinced that she was a part of the ring. You understand both sides of where he was paranoid. But she did nothing. It's a bad situation there. Ohio is where that happened. Let's see what else has happened. We'll find out today the fate. The Rust movie. Do y'all remember that? She's up for sentencing today. Her name is Hannah Gatez Reed. She called the jurors ugly names. They will give away today what happens. How much will she have to serve for this? Involuntary manslaughter, I think, is what she's charged with. Woof. And you know what? I really thought that was over there for a time. I thought that had come and settled, and it popped back up. He also will face charges coming up with that. The Texas moms, we have talked about that a couple of times. Two mothers went up missing. They were on their way to get their children. One was 39, one was in their 20s. Four people have been arrested now in connection with this. The mother-in-law is a part of those arrested. Apparently, they didn't get along. We'll see how this unfolds. Huge puddle of blood was found at the scene where the car was found. Two bodies now have been recovered for arrest. It definitely sounds like a family connection involved with this, is what it sounds like. We'll have more on that as this develops and becomes a bigger news story in America this morning here. Did you see where the Good Samaritan, and this all goes back to training. Never pull a weapon unless you know how to properly use it. A Good Samaritan tried to stop a carjacking. He fired four times, missed. The carjacker then ran over him. That's just bad. That was North Carolina where that happened. And that's happened locally to where if make sure you know what you're doing. That is a last resort. Once that's pulled, there can nothing go back. And the people that you use it against are usually upset. And it happened that way locally some 3, 4, 5 years ago here. Make sure you know what you're doing and you're properly trained to know how to use something. It's horrible. They caught the entire thing on video of this in North Carolina. Condolences to those family members that were involved in that. Coming up, we're going to get into this forecast. What's going to happen? Plus, I'm telling you, we had a busy weekend. There was a lot that went on. We'll tell you all about it coming up with Scotty Ray and Odie. That kicks off at 7. We want you to be a part of that also. Hey, Robin, good to see you there as we wake up together. Got some more coffee here in a minute that I'm going to have to partake of. Isn't it great? Love me some Folgers. Nothing quite like it. We'll be right back to check that forecast here in just a moment. The Precast Group, offering you the best selection when it comes to a storm shelter. Located on 145 South in Meridian, where they offer above-ground shelters that can be installed in your home as you're building it, are conveniently located right outside your home if it's already built. They also offer storm shelters that can be installed in a slight bank or on flat ground. Protect your family today with a very affordable storm shelter from the Precast Group. Highway 145 South, 601-482-0003. The Precast Group. Welcome back. I spoke with the sheriff of Clark County just a little bit ago, and also heavy fog in Clark County. Two-lane roads, be cautious. Let me show you just how bad this morning before you head out. As we'll look at Western Lauderdale County, Southern Lauderdale County, and Eastern Newton County, in these areas, some of the worst here locally. The further south you go, the worse it gets. But if you'll look at this, and let's turn on some locations here. When I came to work this morning, a little after 3, it was no fog at all here. Now I can barely see it across the pasture here. Thick. Odie just told me he had a hard time getting here. This picks up from the Red Goat all the way into Lost Gap, extremely thick, and southward out by Plant Sweat out to Greg's Fireworks and due south into Clark County. Look at this. And this will cover the entire city limits equipment on past DeSoto, past Jay's Taxidermy, back all the way over here west into Paulding. All of this area is the worst. Now, this yellow is bad. This is just worse. As you go back up here and look, this will stretch all the way up to nearly Collinsville. It cuts over down North Hill Street, over to Highway 39 by the Coca-Cola plant, out by the Coliseum. Oh, let me back up the Ag Center. It's not Coliseum. Just looks like one on a map. And we go all this way out to southeast. It's thick. School buses are going to be rolling. We want you to be cautious this morning, extremely cautious. As you go further south, Jones Junior College, USM, and even over here at Macomb, look at this. So if you've got to go places anywhere in the state of Mississippi this morning, be careful. We want you to get there safely. Drive slower. Don't speed. Headlights on low beam. That's what you're supposed to do. Low beam. It blinds everybody if you don't. You can't see very far. Yeah.
And yourself.
You're just blinded by the light. Wasn't that a song? Blinded. Okay. I won't sing, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Let's get back to our forecast as we get into what is going to happen today. Right now, it's 59 as you're waking up, but the weather couldn't be better. We're looking for a high of about 84 today. We're going to look at your 7-day forecast in a moment. As we look back upon today, 1972. I think I was 3 years old. Didn't know much other than the Easter Bunny had just come. It was 89 degrees today. In 08, I was somewhat older. It was 31 today, a cold day that we marked in history. As we look across here, 84 today as we go northward. Philadelphia should see 83. A little bit warmer as you get back to Columbus Air Force Base and back over to the river. We'll go 82 down the river, basically all the way down there. Hattiesburg, we'll see pretty much like Meridian, 84. Across that Bama state line, we do see here that we have 85. Demopolis should see that in Tuscaloosa. And even over to Birmingham, 84. Almost identical weather in the Twin States today. Nothing wrong with that. And again, here's what the National Weather Service put out earlier, and it has expanded there. Limited threat, quarter mile visibility in a lot of places in those burnt orange areas there. Use caution. Now, this won't affect the Meridian area at all. This will be western Mississippi back into Arkansas in these areas. Some severe weather tomorrow. That's going to be west of us. The Meridian area should be fine. Marginal risk there. But we do have a little bit there as you move into Arkansas, threat of a level 2. Now, here's what we got here with strong winds tomorrow. Also, this will even dip down a little bit into Jackson, the Vicksburg area, down to Natchez, up through the Mississippi Delta. Those gusts of 30 to 40 with sustained winds of 20 to 25. If it's windy there, we're going to probably still get a little bit, not a day to burn tomorrow. Keep it in mind. We'll look at today's impact. We got some gusts today also. As we look across here, what's this? Cooler weather? 84? Oh, say it ain't so. As we look at this, it could be hotter is what that means. As we look at our seven-day forecast, let me back up here before it goes crazy. 84 to 85 today, depending upon where you are. Tonight's low, somewhere around 60. Not bad at all. Tomorrow returns almost identical weather today. 84, perfect weather, but the low only gets to 64 tomorrow night. Slight chance of rain there on Wednesday at a 20% chance, and we'll hover with that as we get to Sunday with the biggest chance of rain moving in at a 40% chance of showers there on Sunday as you're getting it ready to go to church. As we move forward here, we see 75 coming in there around the 22nd. And as we go all the way through the 29th, 80s, look at that, starting on the 24th, we get an 81, 84, even up to 86. Now, don't think for a minute it can't get a little bit warmer. May is a coming, isn't it? Today is officially the halfway point. Wow. Let's look at that fishing forecast. Here we go. Today, our major time to fish kicks off any moment now in about 10 minutes, 7 a.m. till about 9 o'clock. The only problem is you just won't be able to see your cork because it's so foggy. You'll know it's out there. You'll have to work off that tug. Be careful if you're in a boat. Seriously. 7:30 looks like the next time. It'll be right at dark 30 when you'll get another chance of this. And it'll go at way after dark till 9:30. Slight chances around 11 o'clock today to 1 if you want to do a lunchtime thing. But as we see here, light south wind becoming 5 to 10 today. Not bad today. 5 to 10. Be careful if you do any type of burning. When it's gusty, definitely don't do that as we look at what's going on there. It is another gorgeous morning. We can't beat this. We got Odie standing by. He's ready. He's piped up, ready to face the world today. Looks like a man that's got a meeting. He's all dressed up over there. We'll be right back at the top of the hour to tell you who, what, and when. Who done it? What happened? Oh, what was that, a shooting in Newton? Oh, yes, sir, Rebob. Car chases? We had those, too. Did I hear something about a deputy's car getting hit? Uh-huh. Don't be putting it in reverse with a deputy behind you. We'll tell you about that story also. That's up and coming at the top of the hour. Won't you join us? The Scotty Ray Report with Scotty Ray and Odie is coming very shortly from now. Be a part of it. Find out what everybody else needs to know first.
The Scotty Ray Report is brought to you by our following partners.